The latest report assessing the health of Mirror Lake in the Adirondacks finds it continues to be negatively affected by road salt. The Au Sable River Association conducts biweekly chemical monitoring of the health of the Au Sable River watershed, testing for contaminants. In 2015, they focused on Mirror Lake after detecting elevated levels of chloride traced to road salt. An annual Mirror Lake water quality report has since been released. In 2017, the report found that the lake experienced diminished spring mixing, which is when thermal stratification between its warm and cold waters occurs. Report author and Au Sable River Association Science and Stewardship Director Brendan Wiltsey wrote that even with efforts to reduce road salt, the 2018 report found the highest ever concentrations of chloride in the lake.
When that salt is applied, it does its job of melting snow and ice, goes through the stormwater system, makes it to the lake. That water at times has 10,000 times the concentration of salt that we would expect to find in a stream in the Adirondacks. And all that additional salt makes that water more dense than the water that's in the lake. So when it enters the lake, it flows along the lake bottom and accumulates at the deepest part of a lake. As that happens all winter long, you end up with this more salty, dense layer in the bottom half of the lake and less dense water above it. And that is what's preventing the lake from mixing.
Wiltsey adds that Mirror Lake's inability to complete its natural cycle prevents redistribution of oxygen and nutrients throughout its waters.
Because Mirror Lake isn't doing that, the bottom half of the lake has very low oxygen right through the whole entire summer. That releases phosphorus from the sediments within the lake, and that in combination with the elevated salt concentrations all make the lake more vulnerable to things like harmful algal blooms and perhaps fish kills and other things that we really don't want to see happen in the lake.
Mirror Lake is a centerpiece of Lake Placid's recreation and tourism. About 250 businesses, residents, and visitors have signed a letter and petition to village and town officials seeking alternatives and to obtain sustainable winter management certification. Au Sable River Association Executive Director Kelly Tucker says they don't want salt damage to become a real or visible reality.
This year, I think, especially with the business owners in the Lake Placid region, they were like, you know, there's too much stake. Mirror Lake is the centerpiece of our economy. And, you know, they began to understand that lakes turn over twice a year. It's like breathing for a lake. And Mirror Lake has lost that opportunity to breathe in many springs now. And we don't want to see this happen, but worst case scenarios, if it doesn't turn over in fall, that's when we can have impacts that would be visually unappealing and would affect the quality of the water. So businesses are like, it's time to act now, and we see a way forward. We don't think it's too late to find solutions and correct this.
A link to the report is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.